Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer announced his retirement last month, and this week Microsoft announced it was acquiring Nokia's mobile phone business in a $7.2 billion deal. So what does a new CEO need to do to keep the company relevant and innovative? Sandeep Krishnamurti is the dean of the business school at UW-Bothell. He talked to us about the future of Microsoft after Ballmer's exit, and I started out by asking about Microsoft's strengths and weaknesses.
If you look at the fundamental structure of the company right now, it's making its profit from the business division that includes Office, Microsoft Office and SharePoint, Windows and Windows Live, which is very much an operating system-based division, and server and tools. So three of the divisions are making all its profits, pretty much. Notably, the online services division of the company is losing money significantly. And the entertainment and devices division is barely profitable. So if you look at the divisions right now, the legacy businesses of Microsoft, the businesses that have been the traditional strengths of Microsoft, notably Office, Windows, and servers, that is where they're making a lot of money. In a lot of consumer-facing businesses, such as search, they're not making money. So I think one of the things that the new CEO will have to figure out is what to make of the unprofitable businesses. Do we stay with them for a long time? Do we find ways of integrating it better? Do we find ways of even spinning off a portion of the business as a way of creating the appropriate structure for the company?
So what does this new CEO, still to be named in the next 12 months, need to think about for Microsoft to innovate moving forward?
The first thing that I would say is that we go back to Steve Ballmer's famous words, which is developers, developers, developers. I believe that the company has to re-engage with the developer community, find a way to communicate to the developer community that they do care about great ideas, they do care about new technologies that might be startlingly different, and find ways to get more developers to say, Microsoft is the company that I want to build my career in. This is a company where I want to work, full time.
Do the best and the brightest developers these days want to work for Microsoft?
I think the competition has never been greater. I think other companies like Facebook and Google and Twitter, on and on, these other companies have become more exciting for developers. So I think some of the sheen has been lost, I would say, although there's still a lot of very smart developers who work for Microsoft and many people still view the company favorably, but I think it can be taken to the next level. There can be a level of re-energizing that can take place around this idea.
So some of the discussion about developers just not wanting to work for Microsoft, that's a little bit overblown, but you do think that they can innovate, they can make it a more attractive place for developers. What do they need to do? What does the new CEO need to do?
Right. So what I would say is the new CEO should encourage risk-taking and radical thinking. The new CEO should say that it's okay if we come up with a new innovation that takes away from our current products. The new CEO should say that it's okay to have a portfolio of products that might be small to start out with, but might have huge potential in the future, rather than saying that we only are interested in products that have huge potential in a fairly short time frame. The new CEO can start using words like intrapreneurship, where you might have people who have ideas that they want to, launch as startups, but they can be retained in the firm and the firm can tell them, look, we will find a way for you to launch this company within Microsoft so that the idea is still retained in Microsoft, but we will give you an opportunity to run with this idea. And guess what? If you're part of Microsoft, you have access to an amazing resource base, an amazing brand, a great group of developers, and it'll actually be beneficial for you, if you look at it in that way. So these are the sorts of things that the new CEO would have to do. But all of the ideas are around innovation, encouraging risk-taking, encouraging new ways of thinking, and so on.
I was looking at Forbes.com. They had a post up by an anonymous person who claims to have worked for Microsoft for 10 plus years, now works for Facebook.
Yeah.
And this person says, decades of guaranteed profits from cash cow products, along with rapid hiring and lax standards, have resulted in a bunch of mediocre managers and engineers rising through the organization. What the new leader needs to do then is fix the people problem. What do you think of that analysis?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I would not say that I agree completely with. I think the CEO should pay attention to the culture. Let's put it that way. The CEO should pay attention to the culture and say that, you know, what really matters is that the culture and its values should align with where the company ought to be going. And that rather than, you know, worrying about fighting with each other about, you know, rewards within the company, that we should be thinking about ways of making the company better. And I think at the end of the day, you know, people just want to feel that they're working for a great mission. Back in the day, you know, Bill Gates had helped articulate a great mission that we're going to put a desktop on every desk. So simple, so easy to understand. And you feel like you're part of something great. I was just looking at the language as part of one Microsoft, and it is really quite complicated and convoluted. You know, there are elements of work and play and global and national and so on. So really, maybe the first starting point is for the CEO to say, let us articulate a compelling vision. This is where Microsoft is going. And in this day and age, you know, the vision has got to be 140 characters. Right. It's got to be short. It has to be crisp. It has to be something that really captures the imagination of people. And maybe the vision has got to be great things can happen here. You know, and I think that sort of a thing is what is going to encourage more and more people to apply and want to get in and try to bring their ideas to the company.
All right. Sandeep Krishnamurthy, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much.